Treasure Trove.
Treasure Trove.
He started playing in the mid-1930s.
It had been that way since 1910.
It took place in 1841.
It'd be ABC.
They first arrived in 1838.
Podcast.
It's just beautiful.
This collection is from the Busy Bee Cafe in Gunnedah, and it came to us from the family that had run the Busy Bee Cafe since the 1930s. The Xantiotis family ran the cafe, and they were originally from Kythera in Greece. The father came to Australia in the late 1920s and began working in cafes and brought his family out bit by bit, and eventually ended up owning the cafe.
Let's start with the milkshake containers. Can you describe these for us, Jo?
Most of the listeners will have a picture in their head of what a milkshake container is. This is them personified. So many of us remember these from our childhood. They're anodised aluminium, and these are beautifully coloured ones. And the colours have actually remained really vibrant. So we've got a nice bright orange, a blue, a pink, a kind of silver one and a golden one. And a couple have even been engraved with the Busy Bee on them. They're looking a little bit the worse for wear, I have to say. That's because there are a lot of milkshakes made.
And next to them, the straw container, the metal straw container, and paper straws, stripy straws.
I have to confess, the stripy straws were actually something that I purchased. Didn't quite survive the life of the Busy Bee Cafe, but these are sterling silver containers that most of the items in the cafe were actually sterling silver. When I was going through the objects in the shed in Gunnedah, there were even some solid silver teapots that were still in the original wrapping paper. These people bought the best quality because they wanted the best for their cafe and they wanted to present a really kind of classy image.
What are these metal containers here?
These are the containers that the syrup would have been stored in. So they would scoop a little ladle full of syrup into the milkshake container, and then the milk and the ice cream would have gone in and it would have got mixed up. And so they've got the little labels on top identifying what flavours they were. There is an orange and a lemon one, and you know, perhaps these were more for like making a spider or a soda or something. But then, of course, there's the vanilla, caramel and chocolate ones as well. There's a teapot, a coffee pot, a milk jug and a sugar bowl. And we've got silver sundae cups as well. It just must have looked beautiful in their cafe when they were all lined up on their shelves. And we've got a very small selection here, but we think they've come up really beautifully.
The museum also has a copy of the menu, the cafe's menu. And isn't it interesting to look at what people were able to choose from?
For me, I think the most interesting thing is we talk about these cafes, and they were in country towns across New South Wales, Victoria, southern Queensland. We talk about them as Greek cafes, but there is not one item of Greek food on the menu. There's no baklava, there's no souvlaki, and that's what we would expect now. But back then, in a country town, there is a mixed grill, there's steak and chips, there are fish dinners, really standard fair in a lot of ways. But what they did introduce were the milkshakes, the ice cream sundaes, the banana splits, all those great kind of American desserts in a way, and treats. And that was their real innovation.
Jo, there's also a beautiful mirror and lights that I presume were part of the cafe's decor.
Yeah, the mirror and lights were actually part of the original fixtures and fittings from the mid-1930s. And Lambros Xantiotis, who was the owner, actually commissioned a Greek shop fitter who did the interiors for so many of the Greek cafes, and they were fitted out in the Art Deco style. So we've got the beautiful little Art Deco mirror and lights, which would have actually featured at the end of each booth that customers sat in.
What are the signs?
And we've got a couple of signs that were fixed in the cafe, and I think some of them are original and some of them were made by the family. So there are a couple of great acrylic signs in bright red letters, fish dinners and ice cream sundaes. And these were up in the cafe. I'm not sure when they would have been installed, but they were certainly there until the early 2000s when the cafe closed. And the other one is just a hand-painted sign, just on a bit of cardboard, which just says, "The Original Busy Bee, established 1916. We haven't been able to pin that date down. There were certainly cafes in Gunnedah from those early times. The earliest I've found a reference to the Busy Bee was in 1926, when another Greek, also by the name of Xantiotis, bought the cafe, named it the Busy Bee. But our family, the Xantiotis family who donated this collection, they took the cafe over in 1933.
What do you think this display, this collection, tells us about our history?
What I hope this display does is perhaps not so much tell us about our history, but remind us about our history. I think it has great nostalgic appeal, and I would really hope that people come to the National Museum and see this exhibit and are reminded of their own Greek cafe experiences in whatever country town they used to live in or drive through. You know, even for city folk like me, you know, seeing a milkshake container, it sounds like a really simple thing, but it does really conjure up a past that is vanishing.
Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.